I spent a long time early in 2020 as a recently or semi-retired research scientist looking at what was going on, things like PCR tests, the absurdity of lockdown, great worries about the so-called vaccines barreling towards us. But rest assured, the so-called COVID-19 pandemic, I think the evidence is very strong from independent researchers. So this is not me saying it, I'm looking at their work, that there never was a viral pandemic of a novel pathogen, and that the deaths that we saw, I'm afraid, were medical malpractice at best and murder at worst. So that basically we were lied to from the beginning. I don't believe there's been a novel cause of illness and death, significant illness and death, other than our government's responses to the fake pandemic. Now, I know that's quite shocking. It's quite uncommon for kind of full-on research scientists like me to say things like that, because they sound like conspiracy theory. But I'm telling you, I have been nothing all my career except saying things as I see them. So I don't sugarcoat things because they're unpopular. And I won't bore you with it, but people can go and look up a researcher called Dennis Rancourt, R-A-N-C-O-U-R-T. He had a recent interview with on Germ Warfare, a very popular podcast. And at the end of it, if you've listened carefully, you will be in no doubt that you'll be where I am now. And why shouldn't it be a lie? They lied to us about absolutely everything. They lied to us about the magnitude of the public health emergency, which never existed. They lied to us about the necessity of having measures like lockdowns, mass testing, social distancing, masks, and it goes on and on. Every single one of those was known to be ineffective in interrupting transmission of some respiratory illness. It's been tested and they don't work. So now I've told you they've lied about the public health emergency. They've lied about the necessity and usefulness of the measures. And I'm afraid, back to my absolute wheelhouse, they lied to you about the design, research and development, and use, approval and use of the so-called vaccines. So that's the backdrop. And I didn't get there in one leap, but I started, you know, my journey. I think when Boris Johnson said, I have to tell you, you must stay at home, that was the moment I knew we'd lost the country. And then noticing lots of other countries were doing the same, I thought, my God, we're in danger of losing the free world. And I resigned myself to this is what we must face. And the outcome doesn't matter for me. I'm absolutely serious. If I perish attempting to avert this, it will be fine. It's about my children and grandchildren.